12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light, Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Dead Drop, episode number 9. My name is Wes, and I have some wonderful players. Let's start with B.
Hello, all. The name is B, pronouns they, them, and I am playing Decker Black, he, they. And I think, other than being the face and the muscle and being absolutely successful in every endeavor he has set out to, Decker is having a bit of a hard time and has some tough choices to figure out.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Sophia Vallardes, and she, they've been through a lot, so she's just trying to get everything together, keep everyone alive, and keep Decker from burning their location again.
It's only been 2 times.
Hi, I'm Saint, or Saint Spider, and I'd say that, similar to Sophia, a little frustrated by Decker. I mean, a lot has happened. One of her most reliable clients has since passed. So, you know, she's just, let's just kill some vampires. Come on now.
Hi, I am Pooja, she, her, playing Asha, also she, her. And speaking of choices and how I may or may not have them.
I gotta say, that's one of the more evil things I've come up with.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Recap. Basically, what happened is you went after the Allfathers and got rid of their warehouse where they were doing nefarious things. And then you got a frantic call from Jenny, who has been helping with Decker's mother, and they had... Basically, the vampires were stalking them to a restaurant. You all had a fight in a parking lot that almost went really bad, but you got lucky and everything kind of ended up on your side. But after that, you found out a lot of information that there's a person within the richer pill vampires whose name, I believe, was Samuel, who is... basically has stolen 3 other vampires from Taft Enterprises and is trying to create his own version of this drug that turns people into immortal beings with some hit and miss results. The more pure the pill is with the blood, the better. And that's why having all 3 of these vampires is going to put Samuel in the driver's seat, and also the world in a bad spot. At the same time, Asha and C made a deal, and basically it was, you free the 3 vampires, and I will never, ever bother you again. Now, you all know that Asha has gotten a first transfusion of blood. She needs to get at least, I think, 3 more to get rid of all of the vampire blood out of her body. Or diluted enough that it's not going to cause her to eat someone. The other side, though, is if she feeds, guess what? She becomes a vampire and a thrall of C. So that is not what she wants. Now, C is keeping his agreement so far by not showing up, but he sent a tasty morsel over in order to tempt her to feed, hence throwing her into the thrall and she becoming his puppet. And that's where we left off last time, was Asha was getting the van ready to go out to try to break into this facility that you believe the three vampires are in, and this hot looking dude with no shirt on and blood all over, like some kind of Crow, you know, sequel, shows up and, you know, says, "I'm yours, feed on me." Her teeth popped out, and that's where we ended it. So now we have to see whether or not Asha can avoid the blood bomb that was thrown at her by a sea. So, standing in front of you is this man, very nice looking, probably 20-year-old guy, ripped. Looks like he stepped straight out of a 2001 romance novel. And you smell the blood and you have your teeth are out. And it all comes down to a really difficult stability check. How many points are you willing to spend?
I am going to put 5 points into this because F it.
Okay.
I don't want this. There is no part of me that wants this at all. And apparently my dice don't want it either.
Okay.
Because I rolled a 6.
Okay, excellent. 1 sec.
So that's an 11. I'm really happy. Also sad because this is one of those times where I'm like, man, would it be better if I had failed?
I mean, story-wise, it'd definitely be interesting. But
interesting is not better.
It's not to say that this will be the last human bomb thrown at you. You got to be really specific with deals. So he starts to come to. Now you have a choice. You can run away from him or you can shoot him. But one way or another, you've got to distance yourself or stop his heart from beating so you're no longer interested.
I am going to cling to whatever small portion of humanity I have left and run away.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to at least get Layla, who could conceivably help him, but also he needs to go away from us. Because I'm sure he's a thrall, so there's no telling if C is looking through his eyes right now. And just in case he is, just before I turn, it's like, fuck you. Try this again, and all your kids are going to die.
Okay, very cool. Do you want to explain how you're going to enter the room? Because they're all inside talking.
Chatting in the living room.
Okay, I'm going to run in to the door, and Layla, I need you out here. There's C terrorized some dude and he's out by the van and he's all bloody.
Okay. She hobbles up. What, do not want my help? But okay, Layla's just been shot. Like she's still recovering. And I think Decker's gonna stand up and just start like bullying his way outside.
Yeah, what the hell is going on? What is this?
Exactly what I said. There is some guy outside. He is covered in blood.
Okay, great, wonderful. I don't know. I'm just going.
Yeah, I am gonna. Y'all can go.
I'm outside now. I don't know about anybody else.
I'm not going back out there.
Does she have blood on her mouth? I'm looking at her like,
I'm gonna stay in and make sure Asha's okay.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. It's cool.
What does Asha look like? I give her a medical glance.
She looks sweaty, I guess, and a bit flushed, but nothing out of the ordinary. Like she just ran into the room and her eyes are dilated a little bit, but that's about it.
Do we know that if she, I can't remember that if she feeds, it's game over?
No.
Or is that just Layla who knows that?
It's just me.
That's just Layla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, if she doesn't look vampire-y, then I'll go out.
Yeah.
Does she have blood on her mouth?
Yeah, that's what I asked. I was like, oh, does she look messed up?
She does not have blood on her mouth.
Or clothing?
No, no blood on clothing.
Yeah, I give her the full medical glance. I'm looking for something. All right, the eyes dilated is interesting, but whatever. She's freaked out. It's adrenaline. So let's go see the victim.
Outside. You hear, I don't know what I see yet, but you definitely hear, "Hey, bro, get the fuck off my property."
You and Decker go out there and you hear Decker yelling that.
With a machete.
And there's a guy standing only like a few feet away from the van that Asha was loading up. And he goes, "I am here for Asha to feed on so she may become one with the night."
Okay, clearly she doesn't want any, so get out of here before I cut your head off.
Oh my god. Yeah, I know I'm injured, so I'm like kind of, I'm not approaching him completely, but from what light is available, can I see, is he dying or is he, what is happening?
Well, he doesn't look like he's dying, but he does look like he's been cut in a couple of places to allow blood to flow. He just has a lot of blood on his chest. And yeah, that's basically it. And he seems glassy-eyed, like he is definitely under control of something.
Well, I'm going to say, bud, the best I can do for you is antiseptic spray, and then you're going to have to get out of here.
Wait, don't, why are you even offering that kindness?
I mean, I just see, you know, some shallow open wounds. You could get like a staph infection or something, you know, it's just, I mean, if you don't want it, man, again, I've been shot recently, so I kind of don't care that much. I'm just going to be fully honest. I'm more injured than him. So
you should listen to her.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to throw a bottle of spray at him. I don't care if he catches it. I'm walking back inside.
Okay. What about you, Decker? What are you going to do?
Stay for like 30 more seconds to like observe. And is the guy going to leave?
No, he just stands there.
Can I herd him away?
You could if you wanted to.
I would like to herd him away. Just like some aggressive shoves. Yeah. Like, get away. Get off the driveway. Come on. The spot's supposed to be secret.
After a few minutes, you push him off and you're like, spot's supposed to be secret. And then a drone drops down behind you with more clothes that you've ordered.
Nobody saw that. It looks around. I'm going to put that box behind a bush and I'm coming back for you later.
All right. So you're all inside and you're all together. It has been a day. What is the plan? I mean, obviously, there's lots of things for you all to talk about to each other.
Well, Decker earlier has kind of apologized a little bit for getting everybody involved with the situation with Jenny and his ma. And he probably doesn't lock his phone very well or anything. So the last image that's still on the living room table is a picture on like whatever our version of social media with like him and his ma's arm around her shoulders. And she's so short and little.
Aw, it's very nice.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to walk by and be like, oh my God. No wonder people keep finding you. You're using social media as a hitman?
I'm a bodyguard. That's where I make the money. I need to be found for that reason.
I'm going to talk to you about threat models one day.
Threat models, because that sounds like hot people.
No. No.
But in the meantime, no social media or ordering things or anything. I'm turning the location finding off on your phone.
But, oh, that's what that button
until
does.
We're done.
How have you not been murdered before now?
Kill everybody that comes after me. Clearly.
I'm imagining Sophia's just having a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, God, did he burn us again? God damn it.
I mean, this place was kind of burned anyway.
Sophia's still cussing
like
up a storm.
I'm like, I mean, he was technically, I think, not the only one to burn us here.
Yeah.
So I feel slightly guilty, but well, less me feeling guilty than less angry at Decker than I would be otherwise.
It's noticeable.
Because the bloody man outside was apparently a delivery for me.
Oh, yeah. He's gone now, by the way. I shoot him away.
Oh.
It's kind of pushed him onto the street.
So he's probably just standing on the street now.
Somebody else's problem.
We look out. Is there a window to check? Is he standing in the street right now?
No, he's gone.
Uh-huh. Both concerning and relieving. Cool.
Okay, so what's the plan going forward? How do we take care of all of this? What's the end game?
Well, if we hold up our side of the bargain, then all of this ends. The pills stop. The 5 vampires will not bother us ever again, assuming that they can keep their word.
That's my question, because remember when we were talking about the vampires and I think, was it Thaddeus before he
croaked,
said something about them being obsessed?
You mean dissolved.
Oh, Thaddeus.
Well, you know.
That's just like Thaddeus dissolving into the furniture.
Classic Thaddeus.
Classic Thaddeus. Don't they become obsessed, like, if they don't get their prey or their prize or whoever, they just keep coming? It's almost like they can't help themselves.
I remember something like that.
The alternative is that the Count, I don't know if that's actually his name, but it's who I'm what I'm calling him now. The alternative is the Count and the Baron come and kill us all, and kills Decker's mom and kills Jenny. And
I can't let that happen. I will not let that happen.
Kills that nice kid over at the diner where I used to go. It's not, we're kind of between a rock and a hard place. If we kill these three, we've still got the two actually super powerful ones to deal with.
Do you think we can make a deal with them? Is that like...
That is the deal.
I mean, with the Baron and the Count, like a new deal after we take care of those three.
I think Asha made the best deal she could.
No, that's fair.
No, I agree. I don't think, number one, we don't even know if we can kill them.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't blow them up.
Yeah. And number two, okay, yeah, so we try and kill them. We're dead in that instant. There's no coming back from that. So we really, I know Van Helsing wants us to, you know, quote unquote, take the shot, but that's not going to be possible.
It's not Van Helsing's ass on the line.
Exactly. So we really don't have a choice but to free them.
Well, perhaps our next move is to stake out our next infiltration.
That makes sense. To the van!
To the van!
Before we go, I am going to take Layla aside and just make sure we have everything for these infusions.
How long is the trip over there? It's in the same... It's in D.C.?
Yeah, it's in D.C., yeah.
Oh, no, right.
I mean, no, it's in Queens.
Oh, wait, Queens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me re-say that. No, it's in Queens, Saint. Come on, take some...
Oh, hey.
Oh, no, it's in Queens, Wes.
I'll keep in your Queens. Version, I promise.
Anyway, yes, so not the craziest amount of time, but okay, great. Yeah, if we can get at least one more infusion session in, that would be wonderful.
You could, yeah, if you want to. I mean, the timetable for this obviously is not the greatest, but you do, if you need to take a day or two to get your stuff together and then go check this place out so that you heal up a little bit and get your points back, you know, even though meta, you don't know, but you can.
Can we go to like a new place? Because this place is genuinely not good anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
At this point, we're going to be like in a sewer tunnel.
I was just figuring you'd end up in like the kitchen at Lenny's or something, like full circle. Like it's the last place to go.
Yeah. I mean, the most important thing for the next place, we don't need the full lab setup anymore. What we need is like a full lockdown, someplace we can be safe while we sleep, and where Sophia has everything that she needs.
Mm-hmm. Good Ethernet.
Okay.
You know, Fios.
Does nobody care about my needs?
What is your need besides keeping you alive?
You know, some space to do push-ups.
That's fine, but Decker,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take your phone.
Delete his Twitter, please.
Okay, do I get it back?
I give him a flip phone.
Oh, God.
What do I do with this?
Welcome to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's time travel.
Classic.
And I say, this is all you get for now.
I can just make phone calls with this.
You can text slowly.
Okay, Layla, you're clearly in on this, too. I've heard of T9. I don't want to participate in it.
The important thing is you don't tell anyone where we are, where we're going. That includes your mom. That includes Jenny.
Oh, okay. You're right. You're right. You're right.
It puts them in more danger than we are in to begin with.
I recognize that. It's hard. I'm not good at being without my mom.
I know, Decker, but you know what? We're not good at having to change locations every couple of minutes because you can't stop shopping. Or you can't stop being on social media. And all you get is the flip phone right now. That is it.
Fine.
And there's no internet access. There's nothing.
He's pressing all of the buttons.
I'm like, you have to cycle through to get the letter, you know? You just have to keep hitting it.
That is so much work. Click, 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 click.
It's like
click,
the Dark Ages.
It's like, yeah, it's ABC. You'll get it.
My favorite thought of this is like, what's actually in Asha's bag, like her bug bag, is like 7 flip phones.
You gotta detonate the bomb somehow.
Oh my gosh.
Between the explosives and the need to have like untraceable phone numbers and like not be tracked by GPS, even though apparently I can be tracked in other ways.
By blood.
Vampire ways, you know.
Glud.
Glud.
Supernatural stalkers. What are you gonna do?
Classic.
All right, you are in a secure location. You are locked down. You spend, let's say, 2 days. You can get everything you need together. You can map out the area. The place that you're going is in Queens. Its accessibility is going to be a bit of a problem because, yes, it's on a grid, but the area that it's in is like an industrial kind of area with a lot of shops and a lot of big trucks. If you've ever been in any big city where they've got large industrial areas where people are got these big trucks moving in and out, it can be kind of a pain to get in and out. But you have an aerial of the place. You can look on like Google Maps and see what's going on. I will say that Sophia is able to tap into the security cams around the area. For some reason, she can't get into that particular facility, which makes her wonder if they are onto the fact that someone broke into the party that way. And so they've taken extra precautions to make sure that it's a closed loop that no one can get in on. Anyway, you're able to watch it for a couple of days. You see the comings and goings. It is definitely more intense at night. There's a lot more people coming up. And there's also a lot of both All Fathers and even some other Border Patrol people and whatever showing up, because now this guy has the product and is starting to slowly ramp things up. There's also quite a few guards out front. Now, whether or not they're vamps or not, you're not sure, but you're willing to bet that they probably have at least 1 or 2 doses in them to give them a little extra strength. And then there's razor wire and nothing that looks out of place per se in like a downtown Queens area where there's a lot of industry and stuff. But, you know, to your trained eyes, you can see just how much stuff they've got going on.
Okay, so thought, since we've taken these couple of days, that Sophia, what can you find out about Samuel? This warehouse is going to be really difficult to get into and get the vamps out. Well, I suppose once we get them taken out from the machines, making sure that we're safe from them while they recoup their strength. We don't want what happened to Decker to happen to anybody else. But also getting past all those guards and everything.
Okay, so I have electronic surveillance to use that to find out more about Samuel, but I also have traffic analysis.
Well, since you have that as a point, let me tell you what clues you find. You find some pictures of Samuel. You find that he's an older guy, probably in his 50s. He's worked for the Taft Enterprises. He used to be James Taft's right-hand man, as it were, but they had a falling out about a year ago. It was very public, something about he wanted to take certain portions, mainly Moon Incorporated, in a different route. He wanted to do biomechanics and do bio research on, you know, how to make larger chickens and that kind of thing for food production and, you know, GMO stuff. And they had a falling out. He didn't leave the company, but he was demoted and ended up over at Moon Incorporated. Basically, it was like, we're not going to fire you, but we're going to make your life such hell that you'll quit. And then he dropped off the grid about 5 months ago without any presence on any social media or any computer. you find out what his license plate is, and he seems to go to the location in Queens every night. He's there often, and his car is this big black new Cadillac, pretty nice car, that rolls in around 10 o'clock at night and then doesn't leave until the next morning. So that is the information that you gather from your trafficking data.
Okay, excellent.
Now, you said they're on a closed loop system.
Right, their cameras are.
Yeah, is there any like sort of a junction box nearby or something that I can kind of like hardwire into?
Yeah, you could do that. It's not going to be easy. You'll have to get out of your van to do it.
But I'm a van person.
Confirmed.
The best van person. Who literally saved all our lives with the van.
Yes.
I'm guessing infiltration for that. And then they don't have electronics. I would say digital intrusion.
So, but you have to be on site, obviously. Anything else anybody wants to find out before?
I mean, if Sophia needs help with that, I am known as a bodyguard. So I'm always happy to help.
Question, do you show everybody a picture of Samuel?
Yes.
All right. So we'll say this is the second day after. So everybody gets back 3 points of stability and 3 points of health for the first day that you get to rest. Asha, you see the picture of Samuel. And sure enough, it's the guy that you were having drinks with on that balcony in New York, in Manhattan. And all of these memories start flooding back. You get back from London. You get a call from a person you haven't talked to in a long time. And you remember Samuel from your Navy days. You bumped into him a couple of times. And you flirted a little bit, but nothing ever came of it. And you both went your own ways. So you didn't really put much stock into any kind of relationship. It didn't really go anywhere or last very long. But then all of a sudden, when you got back from London, he calls you out of the blue and says that he has a proposition for you. That he wants to take over a drug cartel. And that if you help him, he will give you a huge amount of money. Then he spends the next 3 weeks proving to you that there's vampires and talking to you about what needs to happen for this to all go right. He needs a vampire himself to be able to start production. So he wants you to get close to the head vampire, C, or as like he likes to be called, Cain. And you agree to this, understanding that there's a very big possibility that if you allow Cain to feed on you, you will lose your memory. But the point was to flush him out, was to make him come out. Like Sophia said, once they latch on to someone, it's very hard for them to stop. You made a deal and you would get, a few $100 million if this all went off. And if Samuel ended up getting the drug cartel that he wanted, the money was really good and you thought you could handle it. Then you got in contact with C and you found out real quick that you were in over your head, that Cain had powers that Samuel didn't know about. And sure enough, when he fed on you, you began to forget everything that had happened from a few weeks ago. You forgot about Samuel. But Samuel had told you that if this happened, he would get you out of it somehow, that he'd get your memories back. You're not sure why he's still waiting.
I mean, you say I'm not sure, but Samuel has what he wants. He got the three vamps another way. He doesn't actually need C, Cain. He didn't need me anymore, so he could cut and run. Saves himself a few $100 million.
Also, you know that from just dealing with all of these people, the age of the vampire is also directly connected to the potency of the vamp. So either Samuel feels that he can't control Cain, or he thought maybe you're dead. You're not sure. But you're right. You just saved him $100 million.
Not so much anymore. And this gives us an in to Samuel and an in to the warehouse.
It does. Has Asha changed personally? Because you were pretty mercenary. All of you have been pretty mercenary, let's face it. Over the last few weeks, over the last few days, has this changed you as a person?
Between the actual effects of this drug, which I'm going to say I didn't believe it would have these kinds of roll-on effects, seeing Thaddeus dissolve into black pebbles, seeing what happened at that party, seeing what happened at the Lennies, plus the person I never thought I could really trust, Layla has been there for me for no reason. She could have just lopped my head off. She could have had Decker lop my head off. They would have done it. They don't care. And it might have been safer. And money doesn't mean anything if I don't have the will to spend it for myself. Like, I think whatever drove me before, curiosity, greed, a challenge, it's only been a few days, but we've gone beyond that now.
Awesome. Very true. Do you relay any of the information that you just had a memory? I mean, because you remember the last 3 months, some of it's stuff that you shudder thinking about. Do you tell your other teammates?
I am going to say that I remember Samuel, especially if Sophia is showing us the photo and that's when all my memories come back. I think that, like, there would be like an outward, like, physical response.
You just slap Decker in the back of the head for something. Oh my God, him!
He's from the Navy days.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever run into him or no?
No, you never did.
No. Okay.
Like I said, it was a brief, very, like, they met a couple of times. They kind of flirted a little bit, and then he disappeared. And then he found her somehow. You're guessing, Asha, that he knew that you had become an explosive expert. And, you know, let's face it, you're young and good looking, and vampires enjoy those two traits, and you can handle yourself. And so you're bait, basically. You were bait.
Yeah, well, if I'm bait, it's time to reel the fish in. I don't think Samuel knows which one of them is the fish at this point. And we're counting on that. So I'm going to tell y'all that I know him. He's the one who got me into this to begin with.
Shit. Wow.
And he doesn't know what happened to me.
Like, that you're kind of almost a vampire, but, you know, not completely?
No one should know that. If you tell anyone, I will have to blow you up.
No, I can keep secrets. I'll just forget that I know it. That's probably safer.
But if instead of trying to brute force our way into this place, we can use Samuel.
Like blackmail?
Like a double cross.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I am on board for this.
Like, he's expecting me to show up at some point. He's expecting me to have information on C. I called him the Count. He prefers Cain.
Cain. Is that like a biblical reference? Is that the guy that killed the brother?
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's just a reference. I'm hoping it's just a reference.
Yeah, but yeah. If it's the Cain.
If it's the Cain, we're fucked.
We are, royally.
Man, I'm like one of those, the Bible is not literal types. So yeah, that'd be quite upsetting for me.
I mean, it could just be a reference because, you know.
He could be old enough that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But we know that he's not infallible. He's not all-knowing. Despite what he would love everyone to believe, he's not a god.
No.
So are we still going in and rescuing those three vampires? Or setting them free, I guess. That was the wording.
Yeah.
Can we kill Samuel along the way?
It'd be nice.
Is that an option? Yeah, I got you. It's the least that I owe you. You know, you've really looked out for me.
I appreciate you, Decker.
I try sometimes.
But yeah, if y'all are down with that, you should know that I'm not the same person I was 5 months ago. And I will have your back like you've had mine. And I'm looking straight at Layla for that.
Layla just, you know, nods solidly, strongly, implying friendship and familiarity.
All in one look.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Sophia. As always, good work.
Do you call Van Helsing at any point and tell him what you're
Fuck
about to go?
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
Can we talk about, like, can we take a moment? Like, so Van Helsing, what are we thinking about that guy? Do we still, like, keep up? He does not have our interests in mind, and I don't even know if I trust him for the money.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. He's absolutely hiding something, probably many things, but I mean, he has been on the side of supporting us thus far.
Funding all of our hideouts.
Well, he does want to take down this cartel.
As far as we know, he wants to take down this cartel in D.C. And I can't help but worry that the one big glaring trap that could be about to spring on us is that Van Helsing and Samuel know each other. Van Helsing is Samuel.
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking the same thing, but I don't always have good ideas, so I didn't want to voice that one, but 100%. That seems likely, right?
Or Van Helsing is Taft.
Shit. That would be worse. That's all terrible.
There's been no way, Sophie, and I'm looking at Sophia, when he's reached us and we've used his numbers, have we ever even tried to backtrace that shit?
Not really, no.
we were just polite.
We've generally been on the run.
Uh-huh.
Like, literally in the van on the move.
Well, if we're all feeling like we're suspicious, perhaps to see who registered this number, what the hell?
Should I give him a call? Sophia, you got that shit set up?
Oh, wait. No, I thought it was... Yeah, I don't think we have to call him, right? We can just look at his info.
No. It's just, like, I guess digital intrusion?
Yeah, you can.
Would it not be easier if we called him? I just... That's what it is in, like, the cop movies and, like, the action films.
Who's gonna... You got... Are you the interrogator this time, Decker?
He often yells at me when I yell at him, but I could try.
Yeah, no, see, that's not productive, so...
Look, I normally talk with my face, not with my words.
Yeah, so we're gonna do this part with Sophia first, and step by step. It's all
okay.
Good, just step
no, this
by
is
step.
Good. Yeah, totally.
Right. Yeah, let's just see that first. Excellent.
So go ahead, digital intrusion, how many points do you want to spend on this?
How hard of a roll is it?
It's pretty hard. He knows what he's doing.
I'm gonna spend 5.
5 points, okay.
And that makes it an 8.
Okay, you're trying to locate him. A call comes in from Carla.
On whose phone? Or whose burner phone?
I'm going to say Sophia's.
Makes sense.
Okay.
What you doing?
Research.
You know, you're our employee, right? You're not supposed to be trying to look behind the curtain of Oz.
I felt like I was more of an independent contractor than an employee.
Well, true. I don't want to have to pay your taxes. Anyway, what do you want?
The truth.
What truth are you looking for? Are you trying to figure out Van Helsing's identity? Is that the problem?
We want to know how much we can trust Van Helsing. We don't know who he is, how deep he is in this, whether we're going to get double-crossed in the end.
That's all fair. Have you located the Baron and the other three? Have you located their... I guess Sire is what they call themselves. I don't know. The one above them all?
No. I mean, we've got leads, but we're still... That's, you know... A lot of questions came up while I was doing research, you know.
So what would help you all feel more comfortable about Van Helsing?
We want to meet Van Helsing, Decker says over your shoulder. Face to face. No tricks. No voice modulator.
All right.
We're putting our lives on the line for this.
Okay, we can make that happen.
Wait, really?
Layla just freaking shrugs. Okay.
Layla, they actually listen to me.
I'll send you a code. The code, you're smart enough, you'll figure it out. It'll lead you to a location, okay? What do you say, like an hour?
Sure.
All right, see you in an hour.
Click.
That really just happened?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sophia, I'm hovering. And he backs up.
Can I still be, since I'm doing my digital intrusion, did I find anything out?
No, you didn't roll high enough.
Ah.
That's why she called you back.
Yeah.
I figured she was going to either way.
What a flex.
Yeah. So, what, you wait an hour and go?
Where are we going? What is this location?
So it doesn't take Sophia long to crack the code.
It's a Cicada 3301 level puzzle.
Basically, it's somewhere inside of Manhattan. So it's not far from where you all are anyway, because you're all in New York waiting to make this, you know, happen. But it's maybe like 30-minute drive from where you're at in Manhattan in one of the big, large, swanky buildings.
Swanky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gear up, grab our regular essentials. Asha's, yeah, good for blood transfusion. I don't feel like... Is there anything we need to prepare? I've never met a... I don't meet a lot of my bosses, really. They're usually just people that pay me.
Well, we just need to be prepared to maybe fight our way back out of here. Who knows?
Yeah.
Getting in is easy. It's always getting out that's the problem.
Okay. So you head over there. You have your gear and everything.
As we're approaching, can I use my notice? It's an investigative skill. If there's anything fucked up.
You do notice that there is definitely a lot of cameras, and you even notice that there are a few guns that are hidden very well at all the different entrances, but there are no people. There's no people at all. It's all done through electronics. So when you drive down, you notice that there's cameras everywhere. There's a elevator. When you get on the elevator, there's just one button. So you press the button and you go all the way up. And standing waiting for you at the top is Carla. And she has on her normal clothes. And she goes, oh, well, we figured you'd come with guns. Come on, let's meet Van Helsing.
Don't you worry, Carla. I mean, you are looking as cute as ever. We will not do a thing.
Well, good. So you walk down a long hallway, and there's this huge oak door. It's beautiful. And she just pushes it open, and it's on one of those, like, feather kind of things that even though it's very heavy, it's perfectly balanced, and it just opens up. And there's a large room with all these canister lights and everything else. And in the center of the room is a table. And on top of the table is like almost like a really fancy aquarium. But inside the aquarium is blood.
Like no water, just blood?
Just blood. And there is a little voice box outside of the canister.
Oh, come on.
Is his head about to press against the glass?
And you hear in the same voice that you've heard over and over again.
Hello, friends. So I figure you have questions.
Yeah, this isn't what I meant when I said face to face. Where is your face?
I lost my face a long time ago.
I'm sorry. Wow, that was rude of me. What?
My brother took it from me.
Decker looks to the team. I don't know.
I look at the blood. I go, Abel?
On the first try, I'm impressed.
And my parents were religious.
Oh, wait, the religion thing, yes! Thanks, Sophia, you are good at puzzles.
Layla is just like, oh my god, just flashing back to like every missionary she's shot in the head.
Because missionaries are evil and you're doing a public work.
I still believe so, but also this is now annoying. And I'm like, do I ask him about Jesus or is that cringe? I don't even know.
Oh, I just spat up my drink. Oh, God, don't do it.
Oh, my God.
We're going to pretend it's a reference.
So, questions, of course. You have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Biblical stuff aside, we're going to have a lot of biblical questions, but, can I speak for everyone when I say that? A lot of biblical questions?
Yeah.
Okay. But the task at hand.
Right.
But you know what? Before you go forward, I do think a stability check is needed.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it out loud, but I was thinking he's going to ask us for a stability check. Okay, that's a 50-50, correct?
Roll and tell me how many points you're putting into the roll. It's a regular roll.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, oh, I didn't put any points because I just rolled it, and I rolled a 6.
Okay, so you're fine.
I put in 2 points, but I got a 5.
Okay, cool, cool. And Saint.
2 points, but I got a 2, so 4.
You're fine. You're fine. So you're a little, obviously this is intense.
Obviously this is fucking freaky. but apparently it's just a time for fucking freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, it's like, you know, not a lot's going to surprise us.
Yeah. Don't say that.
I didn't say it out loud. That was meta. That was meta.
I know, but I meant don't challenge Wes that way. So I'm going to assume he literally took your face.
He killed me in the field. Let me bleed out.
And yet you're here speaking with us.
Yeah, how are you talking to us?
How are you just blood? There, I said it.
I don't know. Rage? I've been hunting my brother for a long time. It's complicated, to say the least, but I stayed. God offered me a place in heaven, and I said no. Even though I know my brother was punished, according to God, I had to get my own revenge.
But he's not the only one who's been punished.
I'm not saying that I agree with everything God does, obviously.
I know this is going to sound crass, you know, but I got to ask, aren't you afraid that if you and your brother are in the same room, he's going to drink you? It's a valid question.
I think that might be the only way to kill him, to be honest.
That's so cool.
That's my theory, at least. I mean, come on. I'm a huge tub of blood. He's going to have a really hard time avoiding me, and I'm very angry at him. I have a feeling that, I don't know, God works in mysterious ways, so my guess is I'm toxic.
I mean, there's an easy way to find out how toxic you are.
I'm looking at Asha, like, suggesting what I'm thinking?
I mean, I'm 1 foot away from being your brother's slave.
Well, you don't want to be that, obviously.
No, I really, really don't. And we've got kind of a long-term solution that we're hoping is going to work.
Let me guess, he'll leave you alone if you do what he asks you just this once, right?
I mean, there's a faster way. There's a faster way to find out.
What do you suggest?
Can you kill your brother's blood inside me?
You mean you feed and then I'm confused.
Whatever this is, whatever the blood inside me is that's taking me over, or trying to.
You want to do a transfusion with this blood to see if it gets rid of his blood.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous, but it might work.
I mean, it can't be any more dangerous than your brother sending me gift packs of thralled victims.
Yes, this is true. This is very true. Well, I mean, I'm willing to give it a shot, if you are.
Layla, will you help me?
Yeah, if you can provide the facilities. I'm assuming this big building has some sort of...
Oh, we have lots of blood-related stuff here.
You sure you don't want to try it in a petri dish first?
She makes a good point.
Well, yeah, I was building up to that, yes. We will do the science part first before just slapping blood in people's veins, indeed.
Look, I'm not pretending that I know medical things. I would like to not be your brother's potential spy, potential minion. I would like to live for myself and hopefully make better choices next time.
I mean, it's your call. We can try a little bit and see what happens. Obviously, you're a liability with his blood in you because he's probably watching us right now through you.
He can't see through my eyes, but he knows where we are.
Yeah, which means you burned yet another location. So thank you for that.
Ha! Not my fault this time.
Jeez.
So, if we're going to do the transfusion, let's do the transfusion. We can get that going.
Before we get started, you knew this place was burned from the second you let us in the door.
Yeah, I just like being here for as long as I could. Let's see if this works.
So, let's set up the transfusion. How do we do this? Because this isn't something that they really wrote about for the book.
Yeah, multi-step medical processes. Yeah, because it's like, well, I've got the various things.
Let's do medical.
Okay.
Let's do a medical roll that's just very hard. And then after that, we'll decide whether or not what happens with the blood.
Okay, I'm going to put 6 points into medic, into this roll. So let's hope for the best. And let's hope for the best.
Don't tell me the amount.
Oh, okay.
And that's where we're going to stop this episode. Thank you, everybody.
I see.
I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll come back next week to find out whether or not Abel's blood is able to clean out Cain's blood from Asha. Thank you so much for listening.
Or if it just kills me.
If it just kills her straight out. So thank you all so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope the players enjoyed the play. We will see you next week. Let's find out where all of these wonderful people are. Let's start again with B.
Hello, all. You can find me on Twitter as @B_Zelda. I am a podcaster, streamer, TTRPG writer, and the community manager for D&D Adventurers League.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter @Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to Platemail Games through BattleBards.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me, if you'd like to chat or something, on Twitter. That's at Saint Spider TV, so SaintSpiderTV. Almost forgot there. All right.
Hi, I am Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I also play TTRPGs on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, occasionally on Happy Jack's RPG, and occasionally other places. We'll see how it goes. Follow me on Twitter to find out.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Platemail Games on Twitter. You can also find the podcast / stream on Twitter at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories. Same thing on Instagram or on our website, all spelled out, 12sidedstories.com, no spaces. You can find us on Twitch on Tuesday nights. Right now we're playing Providence Decayed, but when you check us out, it might be something different. We start at 6 Pacific time. It's a Call of Cthulhu game, but just like the podcast, that'll be changing. And if you want to help us out, you can join us on Patreon or Ko-fi. You can throw 5 stars at us on your favorite feed. So podcast, just let us know that you like the show. Or you could do a shout out on social media, which is also very helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. And we will see you next week for the finale of Dead Drop. Bye.
Bye.